We are looking forward our way from Studio C in the 511 Studios. That's in the Brewery District, just south of downtown Columbus, Ohio. Hi, this is Brett. We've had extensive conversations on the issues of housing in Central Ohio. It's critical for younger residents trying to afford rent while saving for the first home. And it's also critical for families that are growing, needing more room, but priced out of good, affordable homes. And it's critical for older adults that may need some resources and services to stay in their home or find alternative safe housing in a congregate setting.
You know, Brett, we are going to discuss an alternative for older adults in our community. Our expert guest today is Daniel Seltzer, Executive Director of Evergold. The mission of Evergold is to provide a life plan, one that supports a senior's opportunity to live safely at home while preserving their independence and peace of mind. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Carol. Thank you for inviting me to be on the podcast.
Before we begin on Evergold, could you talk about your journey in your chosen field of gerontology? We've found over the time that that's not necessarily a first choice of field, but once you get into it, people love it. So tell us about your professional background and experiences and the steps you've taken that's led you to Evergold.
Sure. I received my Bachelor's of Arts in History from Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. After I finished college, I decided to spend a year abroad as a volunteer in Israel. And that is where I really discovered my passion for working with older adults. I was placed in an adult daycare center to assist with their dining and activities. So after I came back to New Orleans after the year, I started off in the nursing home world as an activity director and made my way to other departments until the summer of 2005, when a little hurricane named Katrina came towards New Orleans, and I evacuated with the nursing home. It is a very long story and could take up another podcast, but I ended up in Dallas after all of our residents were relocated to safe locations. Our nursing home was destroyed, so I decided to stay in Texas with my now wife, and I switched careers to the banking industry. After about 6 years of the bank, I realized that I really missed working with older adults, and I went back to school and I got my master's degree in gerontology from the University of North Texas, and then became a licensed nursing home administrator. Are you following me?
I got it, yeah.
We now have three kids at this point and decided to go back to Louisiana, where I worked for Sunrise Senior Living as an executive director. We moved to Columbus in the winter of 2018 for my son, and I most recently worked as an executive director of an assisted living facility before coming to Evergold last year. Evergold is different from traditional senior living. Too many times working in traditional senior living, I saw people get to a point where they did not have any control over their decision. I was most excited about Evergold's mission to help older adults, while they are healthy, be in control of how they want to age in place.
Yeah. So you had to leave the country, basically, to find yourself.
Yes. Yep. Went to the Holy Land.
Right. But you know, too, we've heard this more often than not. When somebody actually is somehow affected, either knowing someone who's older, taking care of someone who's older, having an experience when they've been older, that's when they become so enmeshed in using that, going on that path for a career path. Mm-hmm. We also have another podcast, and we'll probably have to add this to our show notes, from Ohio State University's Medical Center Office of Gerontology and Geriatrics, and we talked about the profession and how to get young people into the profession. So this is marvelous because you really started out much younger than many of us do, looking at issues for older adults. So that's great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So let's get down to the business that we're going to talk about, this new model.
Okay.
Daniel, many of us have heard terms like continuity of care or aging in place. Each model of housing brings many challenges, such as financial hardship for the individual, as well as a lack of staffing for many employers in this industry. Evergold has created a very unique model that focuses on lifelong independence and becoming a member of the organization to best use and take advantage of the benefits of the organization. Let's first have an overview of the company and the mission and its goals.
Sure. Evergrow's core offering is what's called a Life Planet Home program. It's for healthy older adults who want to stay healthier longer, live independently at home for life, and protect their financial assets from the rising cost of care. Life Planet Home programs, also known as Continuing Care at Home or Continuing Care Without Walls, have actually been around for about 40 years and have effectively helped thousands of older Americans keep living in their homes they love. Just about all the other 40-plus programs out there are connected to senior living companies and quite limited geographically, which has resulted in most never hearing about them, including most people like myself who have worked in the industry for years. With the amazing results these programs have shown, we decided to launch Evergold independent of a senior living facility and instead partner with tens of locals and national providers to give our members choice in where they live, how they live, and the care they receive. Our program is a lifelong membership with the same mission, the same goal as our members, helping them live healthy and independent whenever and wherever they may want to call home.
Daniel, mm-hmm. I think you mentioned to me when we were talking on the phone that it was you or the person who founded Evergold had a personal experience, because a lot of us have had these issues.
Yes.
And we've had to wrestle with how do you deal with congregate living? What are the benefits that are the services that are needed in different locations?
Yes, absolutely. The founder, his grandfather had gone through the senior living process, and that prompted him to look for an alternative.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of seeing a problem and I can fix that. There's got to be a better way of doing this. Yeah.
Right.
Which is great. That's right. Great. Right. So as you mentioned, sounds as though it's core to the company of, you know, trying to keep the members at home. So, you know, it sounds as though the membership service does that. It's at its core, at its very beginning. So can you review the services that are provided when the individual can still remain home safely?
Sure. Our Life Planet Home program has three core components: wellness management, care coordination, and financial coverage. For example, a member joins when they are still healthy, and our team helps you stay that way through wellness management. Each member is assigned their own wellness manager whose goal is to keep you healthy and independent. Our wellness manager covers regular check-ins with your wellness manager, annual home safety assessments, access to our digital wellness platform, help navigating the healthcare system, referrals to trusted local partners, and an on-call concierge. Our wellness director has run the wellness piece at another program for 8 years to great success.
What is normally the background of the wellness managers?
They are normally a social worker or a nurse.
Okay.
So if your health was to change in any way and you needed assistance to keep living at home, we would assist you in finding care through care coordination, working with the local partners mentioned earlier to deliver great care and optionality. And finally, unlike Medicare, we would also pay for the care with your membership fees that you gave us.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're helping people best utilize and get the most out of their money.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Daniel, then this model also supports individuals through their transitions. Members may not be able to stay at home or need other services. And as their needs change, how does the Evergold Wellness Manager work with those individuals and their family or guardians to navigate through those transitions and level of care needs?
Yeah, the wellness manager creates a personalized plan based on the member's needs when the member joins. If a member's health changes, the wellness manager will help the member navigate these new needs. This would include coordinating and monitoring home care implementation while using our vetted providers that will provide that home care. The wellness manager would also assist the member in obtaining home modifications and or medical equipment via private pay if needed.
So if a client and their family determine they can no longer live at home, and I'm assuming you have this conversation with the family, obviously it makes it a little bit easier when everybody's sitting at the table. What steps can you take to assist in finding that new housing option? I mean, and do they remain your client receiving services once that's kind of done.
Sure. So our goal is to keep you healthy and at home for life. However, there are some times when it is determined by the member with guidance from their wellness manager that it is no longer safe to stay at home. Your wellness manager would assist you in the process of locating a proper community to meet your needs. Knowing all the ins and outs of the senior living industry here in Columbus, your wellness manager would help you make a strong decision on the best place that fits your need. So historically, less than 5% of life plan members have had to move to assisted living, generally driven by cognitive issues. So the life plan at home model is quite effective at keeping people independent.
So that's going to take in consideration the health situation, health concerns, as well as financial too.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah. To also answer your question, if a member moves into a community, they would still remain a member for life. So the wellness manager would attend their care conference and attend care conferences and would continue to be an advocate for you. The member would continue to receive all the other services of being a member.
You know, one of the things that has come up in my world with my peers who are aging, many have kids, but even those who have family members, they may not live in town. I don't have kids, so I'm going to be very dependent on somebody helping me make decisions. So this really takes care of a population of people who have not had good, reliable assistance. If you don't have a family member, you can't, you know, you just can't expect your neighbor, who's probably also 80, to take care of you and your issues. And so this is a really good alternative. So, Daniel, as we mentioned earlier, you've started telling us about this membership organization. So this is really different. It's not just continuity of care in one location. This is a membership organization where, you know, it's a bigger array of places to look at. Let's discuss the impact of a financial commitment with Evergold. What guarantees can you provide? And what happens if they move out of your service area, which is a new option, or why is this a new option, a good alternative to housing opportunities that are already here in our community? This is a whole new ballgame for us.
Yeah. So to sum it up, becoming an Evergold member is an investment in your and your family's future. By joining Evergold while you're healthy, you're both enabling your savings to go further if you ever need care and creating lifetime predictability about how much you will need to spend on care. You join when you're healthy and pay a tax-deductible one-time membership fee. In return for this membership fee, you would only have to pay a fixed monthly cost of about less than about $500 a month, no matter how much care you ultimately need. Our coverage goes up to about $10,850 per month, which means you could be paying less than $500 per month to get over $10,000 in care. We offer many different levels of coverage, but if you were to sign up for our highest level of coverage, which pays for the cost of being in a nursing home, since the monthly fee stays consistent, you could quite accurately project how much care would cost for the rest of your life, which means you also know how much money you have left for everything else in your life. Unlike many options, our program also offers a lot of flexibility in the case someone changes their mind, something we hope will lessen people's questions while considering joining. If you decide to move out of the Columbus area to any of the 48 contiguous U.S. states, your program membership travels with you. We only ask that you give us a 30-day notice so we can plan accordingly. If you ultimately decide you want to move to a traditional continuing care retirement community, we'll refund you 80% of your membership to pay that community. And lastly, if you decide after joining that the program isn't for you, the one-time membership fee is fully refundable for the first 6 months and partially refundable for up to 4 years, giving you plenty of time to make sure you are comfortable with your decision.
This is really amazing, because so many times we have heard a couple of messages. One, buying into continuity of care is hugely expensive, that most folks, there are very, very few who could afford it. But the other part of the coin is How many times do you hear someone say, well, you're getting ready to retire, so you better start putting your budget together and figure out how much you're going to need because you don't want to retire till you know you got that money and blah, blah, blah. And who in the world can project medical costs in That's today's correct. Age? It's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And so this really does give you a step up in that particular planning, part of the planning process. So, wonderful.
So you're also doing some community building. I mean, you've devised some opportunities for clients to attend activities together, socialize. Can you give us some examples of these additional services included in the membership, building community?
Yes, absolutely. This is something I really enjoy talking about. We are trying to build a community of older adults who all share the same goal to stay healthy and independent. Socializing and engagement are a big piece of that. For example, we hosted we host educational events monthly, and we've already hosted one on the Blue Zones and travel. Have you heard of the Blue Zones?
No.
So the Blue Zones are 5 unique communities around the world where people live extraordinarily long and vibrant lives. There's actually a documentary on Netflix about it.
Yeah, isn't there one in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to retire to.
Yes.
Sold right there.
Yes.
Yep.
Our Blue Zones educational event featured a dietitian and chef that we partner with who provided their take on the Blue Zone diet and a cooking demonstration. Another example is that all of our members receive reimbursement to join their local gym. Many of these rec centers host senior-focused programming within them. We have partnered with numerous rec centers and encourage our members to participate in their programming. And a third example of the additional services that is included in their membership is a smartwatch. All of our members are given the option of having an Apple or Android smartwatch purchased for them when they join.
Nice. I like that. That's another incentive to be around people like you.
Mm-hmm.
That share your common interest and your, well, you know, as we grow older, we start to lose people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice incentive to go, okay, I'm getting my people back.
Well, and you know, we have a really strong rec center programs here in Central Ohio. And I'm going to give a shout out to the Grandview Rec Center.
Mm-hmm.
They do a phenomenal job. I have a cousin in her 90s who's there nearly every day of the week. That has to help those centers too.
Oh yeah,
because you're bringing you're convincing people to go.
Yes,
who can use those services?
Yes.
Are there other kinds of activities that you're doing, like parties and things like that?
Yeah. So we also socialization is very important. Mm-hmm. So we also are we do monthly events. One thing that I enjoy doing is walking. So I do walks with our members, and also we do other events where we go to the Museum of Art, those types of things as well.
So, Daniel, there are many challenges that seniors face today in their health needs and the effects on those living arrangements that they have made or trying to make. Family members are not always able to find the information and the resources that they need. What do you see as the top challenges that we are facing in senior housing today?
Sure. So among other things, two top challenges we are facing in senior housing today are home modifications and upkeep of homes. Older adults want to age in place and stay in their homes. However, many of the homes we live in were not made for this, including my house that's about 100 years old. Some of the modifications are simple, such as adding grab bars, as you mentioned before, in the bathroom, but some require extensive renovations, such as making a main bedroom on the first floor with a full bathroom remodel. Part of Evergold's yearly member assessment is to evaluate your home environment, make recommendations for modifications, and connect members with appropriate resources for them to purchase these products. Also, the cost of care is creating a housing problem. Older adults own a good portion of the homes in the U.S., according to a startling report, The Forgotten Middle, most seniors have assets tied up in homes, and they would have to sell their homes to be able to afford to pay for the cost of care. Evergold helps to proactively avoid this by putting a plan in place that is lower in cost and keeps the costs consistent.
You know, this whole notion of evaluating homes, I went through that when I was taking care of my parents, and that is critical. I would not have known not only just to get grab bars, but who can install them for me so they don't fall mm-hmm. off the wall. Mm-hmm. When my parents bought their ranch, my mother, I can remember my mom saying, "We have one step. It's not going to be a problem here. As we get older, it's not going to be a problem." You would be amazed at how that one step was an issue. Mm-hmm. And you just don't know what's going to happen and what the needs are going to be. So is that evaluation on the homes, is that done early on in this membership?
Yes.
You're doing that right away so people have an idea for future planning.
Yeah, it's done within the first week or two of them becoming
okay.
members.
Cool.
And very then cool. it's done yearly.
Oh,
if they want it yearly.
Yes. Oh, that's a good.
Or a change in condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, something happens and yeah. they change, then we would go in there and assess.
Great, great. That's wonderful. Okay. Yeah.
So technology's been of special interest to you, but the challenges in technology can be insurmountable for seniors. They just feel like they're going to break the internet. They're going to break the tool that they have. you know, and which again, we know what that's. We think it's silly, but that's what they think. So. And it's not just social media, but technology in general could answer a critical need, but not be available. Could you talk about your findings in this area?
So the most important thing that I have found on this subject is that technology does not need to be insurmountable for seniors. There is a misconception that older adults cannot use technology are not using technology, and this is not accurate. For example, according to a recent AARP study, adults that are 50 and older are using technology at almost the same rate as adults 18 to 49. The goal of a presentation that I created for older adults is for older adults to realize that the use of technology is not such a foreign concept to them and that the benefits of using technology far outweigh the risks. For example, as mentioned earlier, all of our members at Evergold have the choice to have a smartwatch purchased for them when they become a member. These watches can alert an emergency contact and call 911 when a member falls.
Mm-hmm.
So it replaces it help I've fallen down
yes.
syndrome. I mean, I remember my wife's mom in the complex that she lived in, they had those bracelets or, you know, the
it's like a lanyard.
Lanyard kind mm-hmm. of thing. She wouldn't wear the darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
She just would not wear it. And I don't think we ever really figured out why. And she fell down one time and it was pretty serious. And we kind of said to her, if you'd been wearing it, you know, they could have come to you quicker, you know, than in such. But it's like, but that's great that, you know, you can yeah. kind of train the technology to kind of go, you don't have to worry about that. It's on your watch.
But you know, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who are supposed to wear those who always said those lanyards are uncomfortable. You know, it's because guys normally have collars
yeah.
and it can go under your collar, but women's, you know, it's hanging on their neck.
That
which
makes
is,
sense too. Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But the technology, you know, when I was the director of a nonprofit and employers would tell me, well, you know, seniors don't know technology. My response was seniors built the internet in this country, and we know more about the internet. We've forgotten more about the internet than mm-hmm. you know about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We learn it differently, but how many seniors do you see doing texts on their phones? Mm-hmm. How many of us wear smart watches already?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we can't do it, but we also have to have someone who's not 16 explain it to us in such a way that we can hear it
mm-hmm.
and we understand what they're saying and mm-hmm. it's not in, you know, kind of gobbledygook. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah absolutely. Mm-hmm. You also think of technology outside of electronic technology too.
Mm-hmm.
A grab bar is basically
yes.
technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not an internet.
Eyeglasses are
hearing aids.
Yeah. Are all assistive technologies.
Right. Right. So it's a bigger issue that Evergold can assist mm-hmm. clients with those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. Okay, Daniel. So one topic that we often bring up into our podcast discussions is the need for more individuals interested in and willing to work in the senior services industries. What is your advice to students thinking about gerontology or a job seeker of any age who is looking for a career opportunity in senior services?
I have a few things that I can think of that I would advise a student thinking about gerontology or looking for a career in the field. One would be to volunteer either at a senior living community or a senior organization to see if it's something they truly enjoy. The second would be to find a mentor, someone who has or works with older adults to be able to learn what it is like working professionally in the field. And third would be to join a gerontology group, such as the Franklin Task Force on Aging, to be able to make professional connections.
You know, we tell our young folks to, you know, shadow a teacher if they want to be a teacher, mm-hmm. shadow a nurse if they want to be mm-hmm. a nurse. Why wouldn't we want them to shadow somebody who is doing mm-hmm. the kind of job that they're interested in? You know, the other part of that too, I always would tell folks, so you're an accountant. You can be an accountant in any industry. Think about being an accountant in an industry that is growing, mm-hmm. that is going to continue to grow for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think this was actually mentioned on one of your other podcasts, but the amount of people that are going to be over the age of 65,
right,
in 2034 is going to be higher than the amount of people under the age of 18 for the
right.
first time in the history of our country.
Exactly.
So it older adults are not going anywhere.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
2030, I think Ohio is, it's predicted to have at least 20% of the population of every county mm-hmm. will be 60 and over. And so that you're looking at maybe a quarter to half of your population being over 60, a quarter or so of your population being under 18, mm-hmm. and those in between supporting everybody. So this is, as I said, a growing industry to think about in terms of your career goals.
Right. So we've got a listener who's, you know, listened to the episode and you've intrigued them. They're interested. How should they prepare to interview you? Let's put it that way. You know, good questions that they should come up with to ask themselves as well as ask Evergold when they start the process of going, is this for me? But you know, I'm sure there are key questions that always come up when people are discussing it. What would be good questions to ask?
So for someone to become a member of Evergold?
Yeah.
I think some of the questions, one of the things that I really like about Evergold, it's proactive versus reactive. Mm-hmm. So, which means the process actually can take a little bit longer, right? Mm-hmm. So in traditional senior living, many times people had to make a very quick decision
mm-hmm. right.
to move into a community. So I think the nice thing about this is that you really have time to ask all those questions and make sure it's a good fit for you.
Yeah. Good.
You know, I think the other thing too, that when I started reading the information you sent me about Evergold, is that notion, and we use this in almost every discussion we have, whether it's building a business or whatever, mm-hmm. is to do your research and be prepared. Mm-hmm. And because you're doing that research and being prepared, when you are still healthy mm-hmm. and able to help make those decisions, you're not at someone else's whim to make those decisions for you, you can make better decisions and see a bigger picture. Do you think that when people are talking to you to become a member of Evergold, do they come to you? Do you feel like they're already prepared and they're asking the right questions?
I don't think they are.
Okay.
I think education. I think that's the most important thing. As we go down this route and we continue to educate people, and that is really my goal. My goal is to educate people on what a life plan program is, because people don't think about the end part of their mm-hmm. life, right? They don't think of the better half of their life. They just don't think about that. So mm-hmm. I don't think they know what kind of questions to ask. So it's to help them to realize that everybody's needs are different, right? Too. Right. So we always have to keep that in mind when we're talking to people, that what may be what something one person wants, another person may not need.
Yeah. Right. And as I said, I've gone through situations not with my parents, but other family members and friends, where they kept resisting making these decisions ahead of time, and then ended up someone walking in and literally sweeping them out of their home, sweeping them into a facility, and they're completely lost, which usually if there's an issue or a health problem, it exacerbates it.
Yeah. So. Well, as we come to an end, we always ask our guests if they have any last words of wisdom. You'd like to add, yeah, even suggestions or advice or even resources that we haven't even talked about.
Sure. So I think the most important thing that I kind of answered this in just now a little bit too, is that no one has a crystal ball. So the time to plan it ahead is now. Don't wait until it's too late. All too often I hear people saying, I'm healthy, I'll sign up for this next month or next year. But what if next month or year you don't qualify? You don't wait to get home insurance until you have a fire. Why wait to protect your independence until it might be gone? Unfortunately, we had a situation recently where we had a healthy prospective member suffer a set of mini strokes while waiting and likely now won't qualify for our program. If they had signed up sooner, they would have been able to qualify and now enjoy the benefits of the program. Part of Evergold's mission for those 55 and older is to celebrate that second or better half of your life and to plan for the unexpected. Our program allows individuals to implement a plan as they age and promote their wellness along the way.
Yeah, it's difficult to make those decisions when you're healthy. It just is.
It is.
It is.
Well, you feel like you're pushing yourself into something that, you know, you're... I mean, I remember when I was growing up, all of the older grandparents and great aunts and uncles would, don't put me in a nursing home. That means I'm going to die, you know, and now that's not it.
Yeah.
So listeners, don't forget when you see this podcast on our website, show notes, you're also going to see all the resources that are available that you may be interested in, plus contact information for Daniel at Evergold, because I think people are going to have some questions and want to get more information. The Evergold website gives you lots and lots of details, but I do think they're probably going to have other questions that we haven't answered today. Many thanks to our expert, Daniel Seltzer, Executive Director of Evergold, for joining us today. Listeners, thank you for joining us, and do not forget to check our show notes on the website for contact information and resources that we have discussed. You can find all of this information at lookingforwardourway.com. We are looking forward to hearing your feedback on this and any of our podcast episodes.